I've enrolled in Newcastle Polytechnic and spent his spare time and summers working at a design consultancy. One of his creations was a pen with a little ball on top that was fun to fiddle with. It helped give the owner a playful, emotional connection to the pen. For his thesis, he designed a microphone and earpiece in purest white plastic to communicate with hearing-impaired kids. His flat was filled with foam models he had made to help him perfect the design. He also designed an ATM machine and a curved phone, both of which won awards from the Royal Society of Arts. Unlike some designers, he didn't just make beautiful sketches. He also focused on how the engineering and inner components would work. He had an epiphany in college when he was able to design on a Macintosh. I discovered the Mac and felt I had a connection with the people who were making this product, he recalled. I suddenly understood what a company was, or was supposed to be.